ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतेरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नैष्टिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5, Text 37. Purushasya Mukham Brahma, Kshatrametasya Bahavaha, Urvor Vaishyo Bhagavataha, Padbhyam Shudro Vyajayata, पुरुषस्य मुखं ब्रह्मा क्षत्रमेतस्य बाहवः उर्वोर्वैश्यो भगवतः पद्भ्यां शूद्रो व्यजायत। पुरुषस्य मुखं ब्रह्मा क्षत्रमेतस्य बाहवः उर्वोर्वैश्यो भगवतः पद्भ्यां शूद्रो व्यजायत। पुरुषस्य मुखं ब्रह्मा क्षत्रमेतस्य बाहवः उर्वोर्वैश्यो भगवतः पद्भ्यां शूद्रो व्यजायतः। पुरुषस्य मुखं ब्रह्मा क्षत्रमेतस्य बाहवः उर्वोर्वैश्यो भगवतः पद्भ्यां शूद्रो व्यजायत। पुरुषस्य मुखं ब्रह्मा क्षत्रमेतस्य बाहवः उर्वोर्वैश्यो भगवतः पद्भ्यां शूद्रो व्यजायत। पुरुषस्य मुखं ब्रह्मा स्वभावः उर्वोर्वैश्यो भगवतः पद्भ्यां शूद्रो व्यजायत। पुरुषस्य मुखं ब्रह्मा श्रोत्रमेतस्य भावः उर्वोर्वैश्यो भगवतः पद्भ्यां शूद्रो व्यजायत। पुरुषस्य मुखं ब्रह्मा क्षत्रमेतस्य बाहवः उर्वोर्वैश्यो भगवतः पद्भ्यां शूद्रो व्यजायत। Mataji. పురుషస్య ముఖం బ్రహ్మ క్షత్రమేతస్య బాహవః ఊర్వోర్వైషో భగవతః పద్భ్యాం శూద్రో వ్యజాయత. పురుషస్య ముఖం బ్రహ్మ క్షత్రం ఏతస్య బాహవః ఊర్వోర్వైషోర్భగవతః పద్భ్యాం శూద్రో విజాయత. పురుషస్య ముఖం బ్రహ్మ క్షత్రం ఏతస్య బాహవః ఊర్వోర్వైషో భగవతః పద్భ్యాం శూద్రో విజాయత. పురుషస్య, ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, ముఖం మౌత్, బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ ద బ్రాహ్మణాస్, క్షత్రం ద రాయల్ ఆర్డర్, ఏతస్య ఆఫ్ హిమ్, బాంధవః బాహవః ద ఆర్మ్స్, ఊరు ద థైస్, వైశ్యః ఆర్ ద మర్చెంటైల్ మ్యాన్, భగవతః ఆఫ్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, పద్భ్యాం ఫ్రమ్ హిజ్ లెగ్స్, శూద్రః ద లేబరర్ క్లాస్, విజాయత బికెమ్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై హిజ్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీ శ్రీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జై. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: ద బ్రాహ్మణాస్ రిప్రజెంట్ హిజ్ మౌత్, ద క్షత్రియాస్ హిజ్ ఆర్మ్స్, ద వైశ్యాస్ హిజ్ థైస్, and the shudras are pawn of his legs. Purport: all living beings are stated to be the parts and parcels of the supreme lord, and how they are so is explained in this verse. The four divisions of human society, namely the intelligent class, the brahmanas, the administrative class, the kshatriyas, the mercantile class, the vaishyas, and the laborer class, the shudras, are all in different parts of the body of the Lord. As such, no one is different from the Lord. The mouth of the body and the legs of the body are non-different constitutionally. But the mouth or the head of the body is qualitatively more important than the legs. At the same time, the mouth, the legs, the arms, and the thighs are all component parts of the body. These limbs of the body of the Lord are meant to serve the complete whole. The mouth is meant for speaking and eating. The arms are meant for the protection of the body. The legs are meant for carrying the body. And the waist of the body is meant for maintaining the body. The intelligent class in society, therefore, must speak on behalf of the body, as well as accept foodstuffs to satisfy the hunger of the body. The hunger of the Lord is to accept the fruits of sacrifice. The Brahmanas, or the intelligent class, must be very expert in performing such sacrifices, and the subordinate classes must join in such sacrifices. To speak for the Supreme Lord means to glorify the Lord by means of propagating the knowledge of the Lord as it is, broadcasting the factual nature of the Lord and the factual position of all other parts of the whole body. The Brahmanas, therefore, are required to know the Vedas or the ultimate source of knowledge. Veda means knowledge and Anta means the end of it. According to Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is the source of everything, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavah. And thus, the end of all knowledge, Vedanta, is to know the Lord, to know our relationship with Him and to act according to that relationship only. The parts of the body are related to the body. Similarly, the living being must know his relationship with the Lord. The human life is specially meant for this purpose, namely, to know the factual relationship of every living being with the Supreme Lord. Without knowing this relationship, the human life is spoiled. The intelligent class of man, the Brahmanas, are therefore especially responsible for broadcasting this knowledge of our relationship with the Lord and leading the general mass of people to the right path. The administrative class is meant for protecting the living beings so that they can serve this purpose. The mercantile class is meant for producing food grains and distributing them to the complete human society so that the whole population is given a chance to live comfortably and discharge the duties of human life. The mercantile class is also required to give protection to the cows in order to get sufficient milk and milk products, which alone can give the proper health and intelligence to maintain a civilization perfectly meant for knowledge of the ultimate truth. And the laborer class, who are neither intelligent nor powerful, can help by physical services to the other higher classes and thus be benefited by their cooperation. Therefore, the universe is a complete unit in relationship with the Lord. And without this relationship with the Lord, the whole human society is disturbed and is without any peace and prosperity. This is confirmed in the Vedas. Brahmanosya mukhamasid bahurajanyakritaha. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Swam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak something for glorifying Lord, for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So in today's purport, pretty long, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about Varnashrama system. So we'll discuss 4 points, how Varnashrama system is established by Lord. Second, the problems of using Varnashram system without understanding how it was established. And then we'll discuss about how our acharyas, they faced these problems, and then what was their mood in handling this. So Krishna, first of all, explains that in Bhagavad Gita that these chaturvaranam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashah tasya kartaram itima vidyut kartaram avyam. So Krishna is saying that the chaturvaranas are created by me based on guna and karma. Krishna doesn't say that it's based on birth. So, in this verse, all these classes of man, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they are represented as different limbs of the Lord's body. But nowhere it is mentioned that it's by birth. So yes, Prabhupada so vividly explains that why Brahmanas are so important. They are like mouth, like head. In this purport, Prabhupada is mentioning the purpose of head is, to eat and to speak. So like to glorify the Lord, propagate the Vedic knowledge, and that way save whole human society. So, here, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that though all the parts of body are same, like components of the body, they are qualitatively different. That means head is more important than legs. Why? Because it has a higher responsibility, it has a higher function. So, the Varnashram system is so perfect, it is said that out of 1,000 people staying in a village, there used to be one Brahmana, 9 Kshatriyas, 90 Vaishyas, and 900 Shudras. So one Brahmana was capable of guiding 999 other people, common Brahmana. Not the advanced sages actually. They could manage much more. So why so much emphasis is given on Brahmanas? Because the qualities of Brahmanas, are mentioned, I remember in our deity room, there used to be a printout in colored page, it used to say the qualities of Brahmana actually. Right? So the Brahmana was supposed to lead by example. It was not that he was a big, rich person. No. If we see all the sages, their lives, they were very simple, living in a hut. It's like simple living, high thinking, So, but they were like a head. If a Brahmana was missing, like we see the whole collapse of Vedic civilization started with the fall down of a Brahmana. Shringi stuck, cursed Parikshit Maharaj, and the whole civilization started, the Kshatriya started falling, Vaishya, Shudras, and currently, everything is mess, right? So, though Brahmanas are given so much importance, we have to understand that it's not by birth, but it's by quality and guna. Guna, karma, vibhagashah. So the problem happened later in Vedic civilization was they wanted to follow Varnashram Dharma, but they took birth as a basis. They forgot this guna and karma part. So yes, you know, I'm born in a Brahmana family. I have this thread. I'm a Brahmana. I may be drinking, smoking, you know, doing all nonsense, but I'm still a Brahmana. So that created a problem. And it's like currently the Varanashram Janma is practically extinct. But whatever, you know, till few years back or, you know, in some part of India, it's still there. We see that it has created such a problem. And all our acharyas, they had to face this. Some of example, yesterday was Srila Narottam Das Thakur's disappearance day. Narottam Das Thakur, he was born in a Kayastha family. But he was, such an amazing, he is actually, the incarnation of, Champaka Manjiri. From his childhood, he was so much inclined for devotional service that though he was a prince, his father was a king of, that particular place where he born, Keturi. So despite having beautiful body, all the wealth, Narottam was attracted towards Lord Chaitanya. And then it is said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was first time trying to go to Vrindavan, he went till Kanai Natshala and from that he came back. But while coming back, he went to River Padma near Keturi and he said to Lord Nityananda that, I am depositing. He actually said that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He started calling out, Narottam, Narottam. So devotees asked, who is this Narottam? Are you calling the Supreme Lord? They said, no. Said, there will be one devotee who will be taking birth, who will be, a great acharya. And he says to River Padma that, I am depositing my love of God in this river. Whenever Narottam comes, you should give him. So this Padma River, she asked, how will I understand who is Narottam? So Lord Chaitanya says that whenever he touches his feet into your waters, you will overflow. So this Narottam Das Thakur, when he was born, he goes and whenever he first time enters into Padma River, the river overflows and then river understands, Padma River is also personality. She understands that, yes, I am supposed to give the love of God which Lord has deposited. And then she delivers it to Narottam and, he starts exhibiting all these symptoms of pure duty. And later he runs away from the home. The parents, they try to capture him, but, still he runs, somehow manages to go to Vrindavan. And there he very menially serves, Lokanath Goswami, from whom he was told to take an initiation. And Lokanath Goswami, he was told that he had decided, I'll not initiate anybody. So when Narottam Das Thakur approached him for initiation, he said, no, I am thoroughly disqualified. I cannot accept anyone as a disciple. So that time, Narottam Das was so desperate to serve to be spiritual master. He was thinking means how to do that. So what he used to do was, whenever Narottam Das Thakur used to go for Lokanath Goswami used to go for his morning duties. In India that time they used to go in open, So he used to clean that place after he was done. And then Lokanath Goswami, he saw that every day, how this place is so clean. He could not figure it out. So one day he hid in the night. And then he saw that, Narottam Das Thakur coming and cleaning. So Lokanath Goswami immediately goes and, he catches hold of Narottam. He said, what you are doing? You are a prince. He said, no, I am just a servant. And if I cannot get initiation from you, my life is useless. So Lokanath Goswami becomes very pleased and he initiates Narottam Das Thakur. And later, Srila Jiva Goswami trains him in the scriptures. And then the trio, this three prabhus, it is said, very famous, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and Shyamanand Panditya. So they take to the first book distribution. And Narottam Das Thakur, it is said that he preached by writing beautiful songs and singing them. So his particular kirtan style was very famous, the way he preached. And he was also credited for establishing first the deity of Lord Chaitanya He was the one who first celebrated the Gaur Purnima festival under the direction of Janava Mata after Lord's disappearance. So this same Narottam Das Thakur, he became so famous preacher that many Brahmanas, they started taking initiation from him. And some of very, you know, great learned scholars like Ganganarayan Chakravarti, Ramchandra, Kaviraj, they all took initiation from Narottam Das Thakur. But that time, this misunderstanding about Varnashrama Dharma, the caste Brahmanas, they started protesting. They used to blaspheme Narottam Das Thakur. How you, Kayastha, can accept Brahmana as your disciple? Because he was born in, you know, so-called Kayastha family. So we see that even a great Mahabhagavat, like, you know, Nitya Siddha devotee, like Narottam Das Thakur, he had to face this, you know, in Narottam Vilas, that is book written by Narahari Chakravarti. It is mentioned that the opposition from caste Goswamis was so intense that they used to, you know, blaspheme Narottam Das Thakur left and right. So, one time, Narottam Das Thakur decided that, okay, you know, I want to wind up this earthly leela. And then he just asked his disciples, okay, make a funeral pile, you know. I want to give up my body. So, Guru's order, what can be done? So, they made that, you know, funeral pile. And then Narottam Das Thakur went and sat there 3 days in meditation and lost all his symptoms of life. So, you know, then, you know, as per the, you know, rituals, after one leaves his body, we have to perform some sanskaras, you know, anteshti. So his disciples, they were doing that. So that time also, this caste Brahmanas, they came and they started blaspheming, you know, see, you know, what a death this fellow has got. He deserves it, because that time it was said that Narottam Das Thakur's body became very hot. You know, he says he deserves it because he defied the Varnashram Dharma and gave initiation even to Brahmanas. So when this, you know, Ganganarayan Chakravarti, he heard this, his heart was paining that, you know, these people will go to hell by blaspheming such a pure devotee. Because it is said that at least when person dies, he said that when, you know, at the end everybody speaks a good word about him, because it is said that soul is still lingering and he keeps that in, you know, he is able to hear that. But this misunderstanding about, you know, Varnashram, you know, a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra based on birth, it was so prevalent that time that they did not even spare a dead man. But the devotee's compassion is so intense because of intense prayer of this Ganganarayan Chakravarti, Narottam Das Thakur gets up from his, you know, practically, you know, dead body. He gets up actually. And then by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, it is mentioned that, you know, his body was full effulgent and a golden thread appeared on his body automatically. So when this caste Brahmanas, they saw, they were flat. And they immediately took shelter. And Narottam Das Thakur initiated all of them, forgiving what they did. You just see, you know, the compassionate nature of Vaishnava. So, and then later, you know, Narottam Das Thakur went into seclusion. And that time when he heard the news about disappearance of Srinivas Acharya, he wrote this beautiful song, Jayani Lov Prema Dhana Karuna Prachur, in that separation. And then later, after some days, he asked his disciples that, okay, please take me to Ganges and pour water on me while chanting the holy name. And when they did it, his body melted into milk and it flowed in the Ganges. So the disciples, they took that. They could see whenever they were pouring water of Ganges, his body was melting. But it's order of Guru, what they can do, they had to keep doing it. And then they took that milk and Ganges water and they made a samadhi in Keturi, you know, that is called as Dugdha Samadhi. So that was, you know, in honor of Narottam Das Thakur, who was yesterday, was Disappearance Day. So, and Narottam Das Thakur, you know, every day we sing, you know, Guru Puja. That is also, you know, his prayer to his spiritual master. So, he was such a powerful acharya who gave so many beautiful songs, you know, which has all the essence of philosophy. But he too has to face, you know, this problems of misunderstanding about this Varnashrama Dharma. We come down the line, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He had to go and resolve a fight wherein there was a fight whether a Brahmana was great or a Vaishnava was great. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that time very child, you know, just 10 years old boy, I guess. He went and he initially glorified the Brahmanas. You know, see, like this verse is glorifying Brahmanas actually. It says Krishna is saying, I am his mouth, right? So there are so many passages like this. And then actually he, so all the Brahmanas, they were very happy. They said, yes, you know, he's our side. And then he mentioned who actually Brahmana is. Quoting scriptures. That is not by birth. It's by activities. It's by guna, karma. And then the devotees, they were, and then he glorified Vaishnavas, how they are far superior. And then the whole public was so jubilant, they wanted to take the charanamrut of, they want to touch feet of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So that time the organizers, what they did that, they put him, his lotus feet, in a big pool of water and they threw that water on everybody. You know, and later when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur became a sannyasi, huge opposition again from caste Goswamis, caste Brahmanas. It is said that when he used to take parikrama on Govardhan, people used to throw stones on his caravan. So, because some of the preaching strategies are like, you know, because he was knowing the essence, right? He was knowing, you know, what Lord Chaitanya's mood and mission is. So that were, you know, against, you know, like, you know, initiating a Shudra into a Brahman Diksha, that was against the so-called Vedic scriptures, you know. So, he also faced huge oppositions. Down the line, Srila Prabhupada. You know. Some of the disciples, they mention that when he was in Mayapur, some sannyasis from Gaudiya Vaishnava, they came. So, Prabhupada asked them, you know, give charanamrut. So, the sannyasi, you know, he apologetically said that, no, I cannot take this because, you know, they are Shudras. I cannot take anything from Shudra's hand because they are your Western disciple. So, Prabhupada was hurt badly, you know. And the letter, it is said that the same sannyasi, he asked Prabhupada for some donation to build his temple. Prabhupada said, you know, you are a first class sannyasi, you cannot even take charanamrut from Shudras. So, I am very sure that you will not take even money from Shudra's hand. So, even Srila Prabhupada had to face this. Srila Prabhupada, in Stockholm, he was giving lecture on Bhagavad Gita, 18.14. So, the date is 7 September 1973. Beautiful class. Srila Prabhupada explains about this Chaturvarna, you know, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, again, you know, similar lines. So, a person, audience, he gets up and says, so, do you want to say you are a first class man? Because you are preaching? You are talking about God? Srila Prabhupada, in such a humility, he says, no, I am a fifth class man. I am servant of all these four classes. Prabhupada, though Paramahamsa, he had all right to say that, actually, you know, forget about Brahman, I am, you know, Paramahamsa, but no. That's the mood of Vaishnava. What he said? I am a fifth class person. I am servant of all these four classes. And that guest, you know, who had asked question, he said, no, that means you are a first class person. So even a, you know, fellow like that, he could understand. So this shows that misunderstanding Varnashrama Dharma, so beautiful, so systematic, so scientific, everything nicely arranged, but one misunderstanding, whether it is by birth or whether it is by qualities, that had created a havoc. And we see this, right? So Srila Prabhupada, he said that all of us, we should be Brahmanas, right? We should preach Krishna consciousness. But through his example, he also showed what is the mood of a devotee. It's not that once we get a second initiation, we say, yes, you know, call me for prasad, I am a mouth of Vishnu. It's Kartik. No. Our mood is, that we'll discuss next. But before that, we'll have, so, Srila Prabhupada again mentioned that it's not by birth, it's by qualities. So, Srila Prabhupada gave us a Daivi Varnashram. That means, As a devotee, we are ready to do service as and when needed. So yes, you know, in morning you may see me on altar. Means, you know, we see some devotees like Nekatma Prabhu, you know, he'll give Bhagavatam here. And then, you know, after a couple of hours, he's outside, you know, cutting the grass. So he's a Brahmana, and 2 hours later, he's doing a Shudra job. We see Mayapurusha Shri Prabhu, morning he's, you know, dressing deities, and then afternoon he's counting, you know, dollars and pennies. So morning Brahmana, afternoon Vaishya. No, so devotees, they follow this Daivi Varanashram, wherein they are ready to do any service, whether it is a service designated for a Brahmana, or Vaishya, or Kshatriya, or Shudra. Same, you know. Sometimes he does a Kshatriya job. In night, he guards, you know, the property. So devotees, they follow this Daivi Varanashram. They are not concerned whether, you know, I am now second initiated, so I won't do, you know, cleaning of pots. No, they happily do it. So that's the proper understanding Srila Prabhupada has given in this age. And then what is the mood of devotee? Lord Chaitanya has beautifully described. What about Varanashrama? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Naham vipro na cha narapatir naapi vaisho na shudro naham varani na cha grahapatir no vanasto vraniva kintu prodhyan nikhala paramananda puranam ratabdher gopir bhartur padakamalayor das 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 anudas. So this is from CC Madhya Leela 13.80. So Srila Prabhupada translated as, I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya or a Shudra, nor am I a brahmachari, a householder, a vanaprastha or a sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. So this is devotee's mood. We see all devotees praying, you know, want to be servant. No devotee prays, I want to be a brahmana or a kshatriya or a vaishya or a shudra. No. They'll do all these activities in all these four varanas as per need. As we discussed, you know, sometimes they'll act as a brahmana, sometimes they'll act as a shudra. Need basis, Devi Varanashram. But the mood is, how best I can serve. King Kulashekhara, there is a nice prayer, he says, Majjanmana phalamidam madhukaita bhare, matprarthaniya madanugrahaye shayeva, tvadbhrutya bhrutya paricharaka bhrutya bhrutya, Bhrityasya bhrutya iti maam smaralokanatha. So he says that Majjanmana phalamidam madhu kaitabhare. Oh, killer of madhu and kaitabha, mat prarthaniya. I have one desire unto your lotus feet. That tvad bhrutya bhrutya paricharaka bhrutya bhrutya bhrityasya bhrutya iti maam smaralokanatha. You remember me as servant of 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 your servant. It tells 7 times in single verse. And actually, Acharya has described that actually, Kulashekhara, if you see the parampara, he was that, you know, 7th, 8th personality. So we see devotees, their mood is just to be servant. So okay, I may serve as a Brahmana or Vaishya or Kshatriya or Shudra. I'm ready to do that. But the mood is of being servant. So we discuss that these verses, they are describing about, Varanashram system. And Prabhupada, this purport is, you know, self-explanatory. Wherein, yes, you know, all the people, they are parts of Lord, they are part of Lord. But some are qualitatively more important because they have a higher responsibility. So Prabhupada mentions that about Brahmanas. And then, this Varanashram system, which is so perfect, it had gone for a problematic end because it was taken that this is by birth, which is not correct. Krishna clearly says that, you know, janma karma cha medhi, sorry, guna karma vibhagashah chaturvarna maya system. So it's by guna and karma. So when we understand that this is by guna and karma, then this system works best, perfect. And then we see that how misunderstanding of this system has caused so much problem. We discussed about how Narottam Das Thakur had to face this, how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has to face this, how even Srila Prabhupada had to face this. But in all this, though we have to tell, yes, this is truth, and you know, Brahmanas are the highest, but at the same time, the devotees don't undermine anybody, but the mood of devotees to being servant of everybody. And we saw how Srila Prabhupada answered to the person who directly asked him, that are you a first class man? So he said, no, I am servant of all floor classes. And then we also saw a prayer by Lord Chaitanya, wherein he says, I am servant of gopis. And we also saw the prayer of Kulashekara, wherein one verse is, quoting seven times that, let me be servant of your servant. So, seek your blessings that we also get, also get this same mood. So, any questions or comments? Yes. Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned among 1,000 men, one's a brahmana. I think you said 90 are kshatriyas. Nine are kshatriyas, 90 are vaishyas, and the rest are sudras. So, where is that mentioned at?
I heard in one of the lectures, but I'll try to get the exact reference. I'll get the reference and get back to you, bro. I had heard in one of the classes. So. Prue, you have any... do you remember exactly where it is quoted? Okay. But, yeah. I'll try to get it, bro. Maybe next time. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. I just heard this the other day from one devotee. I've never heard this before. That Prabhupada beat that we play on Murdunga, that actually came from Narottam Das Thakur. Do you know anything about that?
No, I have not heard that. Yeah, okay. Might be true, but yeah.
And one more question also. Did you say Narottam Das Thakur is an incarnation of Champakalata?
No, Champaka Manjiri. So, yeah, his question is Narottam Das Thakur in Krishna Lila, is he Champakalata, right? Yes. No, so he was Champaka Manjiri, serving under Rupa Manjiri, Champaka Manjiri. Yeah, that's clear. So, any other questions, comments? Okay. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.